The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I am your most apologetic brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy, and I know Travis has a bit, so.
Well, I have some bad news.
Okay.
Quick update on Alpha Legends 16, Fingers of Resistance. Turns out I wasn't completely on the up and up.
Okay.
I got some feedback on it, and it seems that it was a recruiting tool for ISIS. And
I feel terrible.
I feel terrible.
That's a good thing.
It's terrible, guys. I'm so sorry, but that's the bad news.
Okay.
The good news: Alpha Legends 17, Touch of Destiny, out now, iOS and Android.
Yeah, get there.
Sign up with Travis Power 99. You're going to get a non-fungible tiger companion that looks an awful lot like yours truly. And I spoke with the developers through a translator, and they assured me that the connection to ISIS on this one is tenuous at best. Their words.
Okay.
I mean, that
sounds promising.
Available on iOS and Android now. Alpha Legends 17, Touch of Destiny. Get there.
Can we be serious now?
Can we be serious now?
Can we be serious?
You never saw me be serious.
The fucking, we are 48 hours off from when the pistol is shot in the air at the Preakness to signal these beautiful ponies to begin their loop around the track. And we haven't discussed the fact that there is a young colt, an upstart 3-year-old speedster named Mage that has won the Kentucky Derby. The first horse, or not the first horse, but one of like 4 horses ever to win the Kentucky Derby after only doing 3 races. Can you believe that shit?
Has anyone considered the reason that this little guy, this powerful stallion, is so fast?
You're really, really loud.
So loud. Are you excited about these horses?
Yeah, I love these horses. Could it be aerodynamic name? A lot of these other horses carrying around big, heavy name. A lot of extra words.
Okay.
Mage. Simple.
The shortness of it?
Yeah.
It would explain Orb's rise to dominance.
This is what I'm saying. Also, if you look at it, though, Mage, a lot of sharp angles in there. A lot of clean aerodynamic lines.
Talking about the horse's incredible muscular body, or are you talking about the letters that actually exist in this 4-letter name?
I don't see why it has to be exclusive to one or the other. I'm saying this
horse
is...
Okay, I'll say it is exclusive to his powerful striking...
Let me look at this horse.
He's so
If
vain,
I just type mage horse in...
Just don't start weeping, like, on the show, okay?
It's hard not to.
Beautiful beast.
Oh, my God.
I know, man. I know.
What a platonic ideal of a horse.
This is just what you would see. This is like the first photographed image of a horse is what this looks like to me.
This is the most horse-ass horse I've ever seen.
And I'm so glad you've mentioned the horse-ass, Travis. There's muscles back there
that
I can't comprehend. It looks like there's a regular thigh muscle that a horse might have going into another one, segmented like a bug's legs, but it's just a muscular horse.
I had to look away. I was getting lost in it.
Yeah, it's a deep ravine.
beautiful.
Justin,
beautiful,
what's going horse. On? Are you looking at pictures? And you're being so quiet.
How Dad texted us before the race.
This is true.
And said, there is a horse running named Mage.
When was this? What was the date on this? This was before the derb.
This was before the derb. Okay. Dad was like, shout out, I got juice on Mage, let's go. He didn't put it like that, but like...
Which is, he was 15 to 1. So like, if Dad had juice on Mage, he's living on the fucking edge.
Had been like, I have a good feeling about Mage, or I'm giving Mage the juice.
Yeah.
I don't know the terms. Like,
at 5:06 p.m., May 6th, there's a horse running in the Kentucky Derby named Mage. At 7:07 p.m., oh, May 6th, Mage won.
Can I say, no context? No.
None.
It's just like, this is what we get from Dad. I don't have a bit or anything. It's just like, I saw this.
You guys like nerdy, wizardy shit, right?
You guys know how we like wizards and shit? Well, guess what? This horse is a wizard. Go figure.
So, yeah, we got the Preakness coming up in 2 days.
Well, your Preakness.
Crow flies. I guess
it's a shame that the Preakness is after the Derby, because it feels like the Derby is like the big one, right? I don't know. I do not, by the way, guys, I know it's a big televised event. I don't know how to derive pleasure from the Derby. Like, I don't.
You
got to
win money on it, I think.
Is that what it is? Because it's so short and it starts at such a weird time. I don't really have much. I don't really know what it's how you do it. How you take pleasure.
You get hopped up on juleps.
Okay. Yeah.
You got a big hat on. Oh, big hat. And that big hat's going to carry you through a couple hours of excitement. You're excited about the hat. You're getting natural shade from it. It's wonderful. Yeah. Then, second round of juleps, take a nap, right? Yeah. Oh, shit. Slept through the race. It was 2 minutes long. Who won? A horse did? Great. And now you're back to the party, right? Julep round three.
Now
you're loving
it. Now you're in the fucking Shadow Derby, which is where they make the horses fight each other.
Yeah.
For corn.
Yeah. with knives, which is weird.
With knives taped to each hoof. And they call it Rich Person Beyblades.
Yeah.
And that's funny from that's them. Good. I like that.
Yeah.
Billionaire Beyblades.
Do you guys think Mage is going to take this thing all the way with his various spells?
Listen to you. Someone wins the Derby, you're like, they're going to take it all. The big one
is the Triple Crown. The big one's the triple.
Hey, wait, Justin? Justin, no looking. Yeah. Preakness?
Derby. Okay.
What's that triple?
Come on, Juice.
Can you guys look it up so you know it?
I know it because I know.
I'm trying to wheel it into my head.
We make so many jokes about horses.
Preakness.
Uh huh.
Derbs.
Uh huh.
Obviously, and let's bring it out with stakes. Is it stakes?
Yes. Yes. Who is the most? I'll give you a tip.
Okay.
What video game character has probably used a lot of stakes in his day?
Okay, Simon Belmont, the Belmont Stakes.
Yes, there it is. If it was called the Alucard Stakes, that would also be a tight name for a horse race.
Hey, how do you think Mage is going to do in the Castlevania race?
He's going to do pretty good. He's going to have to race against a bunch of disembodied floating horse heads,
which is going to be tough.
And some Medusas. Belmont,
can I say though, now that we've made that Castlevania connection, I'll never forget the name of that race again as long as I live.
A helpful mnemonic device.
Okay, this is an advice show. If you've never listened before, welcome. We're so happy to have you. And we're going to help people. You send us your questions to mbmbam@maximumfun.org, and we scoop them up in our arms and we nurse them back to health, which means we answer them.
We answer them. Can we real quick, do you guys know who Mage's dad horse is? His horse dad?
Archmage?
No. Good Magic. Good Magic. That's great.
Good Magic?
They just took that name and they made it shorter. I wish I had thought to name one of my children like Gry.
Gry. Grymac.
Wait, they didn't make Good Magic shorter because that would be Magi, which would be a cool name for a horse.
God, there's so many cool names. We've entered a new sort of, like, a new era in horse naming conventions that is so exciting to me. And I know we commented on this when Orb was foaled. We were all, you know, reading the trades that day. But, you know, keeping it short, keeping it concise, keeping it fantastical and whimsical.
This first one is a trip, y'all. As parents, I just got to warn you, it's bracing. I took my 3-year-old to the playground with a few of his friends and their parents. The kids started loudly demanding ice cream. At that point, one of the mothers called the ice cream truck on her phone and told the driver that he will have plenty of business where we are. Sure enough, a few minutes later, the truck pulled up and the kids were overjoyed. Brothers, how do I explain to my son that daddy can't summon an ice cream truck at will? That's from Papa Without Popsicles.
Jesus. First of all, there's no way this is the first time that this woman had done this move, right?
No. I want to talk. Yes, you're absolutely right, Travis. Let's talk about this in order. There was a day when this woman was getting ice cream, and then she went to the driver and she said, "Hey, what's your phone number?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Why in the fuck would you need to know that? This is not how ice cream trucks. You look for me. You grab me. The fact that you see me is part of the joke. Why would you call me?
You never call me. There was way more of a power move here, Justin. Just by evidence of the fact that this mother did this move with confidence, that I guarantee that this was a, like, succession-level power move where she walked down and said, "You're doing it all wrong." And the ice cream trucker was like, "What? Who are you? Get out of here."
Sorry, did you say ice cream trucker, like ice road trucker?
Yeah,
because,
man,
I very much support this.
And she said, "You. I'm a disruptor, bud. And you're going around, you're looking for the kids. You need to just go where the kids are.
You need to
be like an Uber, but for like an Uber Eats driver."
Now, okay. Now, Travis has also brought up the other sort of huge thing. And I got to say thank you to this question asker for getting ahead of this. For me and potentially the rest of us, sometimes when my son is like, "I want to eat like 4 bags of Gushers," I can take the easy W of saying like, we don't have any Gushers. You can't have 4 whole bags of Gushers. If he could say back to me, "Get on fucking Postmates, hit up DoorDash, and then you can conjure Gushers like some sort of wizard." I don't like that level of power. I can't handle that responsibility as a 36-year-old man of knowing that anytime I could have any snack I wanted, poof.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like the genie wish from Shazam.
You know, I've done something similar to this.
Whoa.
Kind of. I don't mean like we did a creativity fair for the Huntington Children's Museum as get the word out. The museum was there. That's why I was involved. And we got the snow cone truck to come to the event and do snow cones there. And the deal was that every kid gets a free snow cone. But you can't just have kids going up all day, right? So the kids had to come and get a gold coin.
Ooh.
And then the gold coin they would exchange for a snow cone. And then at the end of the event, I would give them, the snow cone man, an amount of money for
equal to gold coins.
So at the end of it, I had this great experience of walking over to this man's truck, which is called Lil Creamer.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And he just had this huge pile of gold doubloons. Doubloons in front of him that he just kind of shoved over towards
him.
We had to sit there and count gold coins.
That's a fascinating scenario because it's the only time where, like, if you cracked open a chest full of gold, you're like, "Ah, fuck. That's so much cream money.
It's so heavy."
Now, Justin, I will say that is very similar to this situation, but there's a key difference here that I think is very important.
Which is
the nature of an ice cream truck. The thing that is exciting about it is the randomness. You hear the song coming down the street, and it's like a bunch of, you know, like prairie dogs popping up.
You see Lil Creamer randomly, though. If you're cruising around Huntington,
you keep saying it, and I'm confusing it with Lil Kramer from Seinfeld Babies, and I need you to keep
emphasize it a little harder.
There's two trucks in Huntington, okay? There's Lil Kramer is the snow cone man, and then Big Worm is the ice cream guy. So the ice cream guy.
Neither one of those should be allowed around children.
They're just leaning into it at this point. Like, you know, we can't be perverts if we called it Lil' Creamer and Big Worm. Like, we literally can't be, like, there's no way. So we're absolutely the coolest in town, literally, because of the snow cones.
Because of the cold nature.
Big Worm is, so if you're over in Huntington and you want snow cones, but you see Big Worm, keep on driving, because you got to find Lil' Creamer. Now, I know what you're saying. Cream isn't normally a big part of the snow cone experience. No. Well, you've never had a Lil' Creamer snow cone, I think. Because there usually is condensed milk on
all of them. Ooh, that's fun.
It is fun. They're delicious.
So you can do that. After that, where your kid's like, Dad, we know you know Lil' Creamer. We know you're in tight with Lil' Creamer. You guys exchange doubloons for money. You could call Lil' Creamer right now, and he'd be in our driveway in 45 minutes.
No, because this is the difference between myself and this question asker, is that I am in charge of my children. If I say they're not getting snow cones,
holy shit.
I could call Lil' Creamer. I could go to the store and buy a snow cone machine. A Snoopy one, maybe. I don't know. But I'm not going to.
Do you have a Snoopy snow cone machine? Because that was so specific.
I have one. That was like a thing. It was a thing.
You don't remember that? No. It was a little one, and you put an ice cube in, and you like cranked it up.
Crank it up, and then you put some basically put Kool-Aid on top is what they, 80s kids are losing it, right?
You
should have gotten the number. I will just say, question asker, in hindsight, you should have gotten the number.
Can I tell you why I wouldn't want the number? Trying to decide if there were enough customers there to justify calling the ice cream person.
Oh, that's enough.
Where I'm like, hey, yeah, show up. And there's like two kids. And they're like, I drove across town. Yeah.
What if there's like 12 kids and you're like, he's going to be hitting. And then people start like, it's getting a little late.
Oh my God, Justin.
We need to get going. Justin. And it's like, no, you can't leave.
No.
Please, he'll be here. I'm sure of it. Except, if you're saying an A to B for an ice cream truck, the amount of time that journey will take could be anywhere from some to forever. But because they could get stopped at any moment.
My sweet, we don't need to create phantom situations to give us more anxieties when we have enough of those in the real space. Right now, you are weaving a terrible
where you're
dreamscape
trying to keep all these
right
people
now
from leaving because the snow. There's only one option. There's only one choice, by the way. If you're in that scenario, that's to leave, bury your phone in a ditch, and never get close to the ice cream truck ever again. That's it. You got a ghost.
That's how Breaking Bad ended. I've never seen it, but I've heard that. That's just it.
You know what? We haven't said this for a few years, but you do in that case need to pack your bags and move away.
Yeah,
you can't predict where the imagine this. Okay, you have an extremely, extremely uncomfortable situation with the ice cream man where you called him and said it's hitting over at River Park.
Yeah,
you
got to get down here.
Come down to Harris, it's hitting. Everybody leaves. You're like, fuck, I'm ruined. I have to leave too. I can never. And now there's just a rolling panic attack going around town. It could be anywhere. And then you're like,
you're just sitting there reading a book in the park and you just hear bum, 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 bum. And you're like, fuck, I gotta go.
This is terrible. This is a terrible. I feel so anxious right now, Justin. What you've done, I feel like our jobs should be to uplift. Delight with laughter and love, even though that's not the year theme anymore. You've just told essentially scary stories in the dark of things that go bump in the night.
Yeah, like, it was a very spooky tale, I'll grant you.
Can I go to the wizard and see if that...
Will that help to... I mean,
maybe
help.
It will. Because I've been actually thinking about this one a lot. Charlie sent it in. Thanks, Charlie. It's how to act like a siren. Throughout history, sirens have captured men's attention, enticed men with their feminine wiles, and fulfilled men's primal needs. The siren's allure persists.
They have not. Unless the primal need is, I need to be smashed on the rocks.
Yeah, smash me.
Smash me, mommy.
Smash me, mama.
Smash me, mommy.
The siren's allure persists.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Strand me, baby. Strand
me, baby.
Strand me.
Ah.
The siren's allure persists to this day. When discovering or embracing your inner siren, you must first determine your siren persona. I'm not going to read the list, we'll get to it. After identifying your persona, distinguish yourself from other sirens and set out to lead an unapologetically brazen life. I'm going to start talking about our siren personas now.
Okay, thank you.
And I don't commit to the first one because there's a handful. But determine if you are a goddess siren. The goddess siren fulfills a man's desire for fantasy.
I'm not.
If you have the following characteristics, you are primarily a goddess siren. The goddess is regal and in charge. The siren prefers silence to chatter, despises group activities, and is unapologetically moody. I have one of those, but I won't say which one.
I'm very apologetically moody. Is that?
Yeah, that's.
I'm mad. Sorry.
I'm sorry for this. I am sorry now that I'm not keeping
I'm
very
going
deep enough
through I'm stuff, so and I'm sorry, not processing man. It in a healthy way. Sorry.
All right, I think this one might be better for you, Trav. Determine if you are a competitor siren. The competitor siren fulfills a man's. Fulfills a man's desire to conquer, but this siren doesn't play easy to get.
Now,
if you have the following characteristics, you're primarily.
Hey, real quick, play easy to get isn't anything. And I just want to make sure we.
Well, now hold on, Justin. If someone can play hard to get, they have to play. There has to be another side of that coin where you're just like, hey.
True.
Come over here. Look at this.
Smooch me.
Okay, straight up, they are singing a song about how much they would like to smooch you. Maybe that is playing easy to get. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's fair. So the competitor siren has a high libido. Sex is nothing more than a casual, no-guilt interaction.
Cool. No, that's not it.
Determine if you're a companion siren.
Ooh.
Companion siren fulfills a man's desire to connect. If you have the following characteristics, you are primarily a companion siren. Strives to share interests with her partner. As a result, the companion siren is an active participant in her partner's success.
Now, hold on.
I feel like, okay.
That does feel mutually exclusive, though, to the sirens. Very neat. Like a siren singing a song about, like, I support you and you're great and you're, oh, shit, crashed on the rocks. Fuck.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey,
gotcha.
That one's on me. Sorry, bud. Hey, Bay, sorry you're dead.
Sorry
you
have
not follow
died.
Through, or are they just, like, supportive forever? Is that...
They're supportive until the very last moments.
Yeah.
When, like, just a gentle vampire's kiss to take you into the night. You're like, fuck, you got me. But it was oh, damn it, Stephanie, it was a beautiful life. But you did get me.
You
crash.
Helped me achieve my dreams.
89 years old, in poor health, on a ship. Like, hey, where are we going, babe?
Don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
Just listen to the song.
Look at this stuff. determine if you're a mother siren. The mother siren fulfills a man's desire to be nurtured. If you have the following characteristic, you are primarily a mother siren. This siren is active behind the scene and strives to meet her partner's every need. When faced with a problem, the mother siren is calm, level-headed, and ready to solve the problem. This siren takes pride in her home and domestic skills.
Well, now, once again, are sirens known for their housekeeping and domestic skills? I don't remember that in the Odyssey.
I don't think you see them in the Odyssey.
You see them. Travis, when those sirens are on the rocks singing their beautiful songs to try and doom the many sailors, they're at work. They're working.
That's a good place of business.
That's their place of business. That's where they earn their income.
And you know what? You're right. Who am I to say sirens can't have it all? They can't have jobs and keep house?
Thank you.
If you want to. I'm sorry, sirens. I'm sorry. That's on me.
Determine if you are a sex kitten siren.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
The sex kitten siren fulfills a man's desire to procreate. If you have the following characteristics, you are primarily a sex kitten siren. If that's the case, and I'm on this ship, and a sex kitten siren is like, hey, I'm here to fulfill your desire to procreate. This one, I can just be like, deuces. I did it. I'm done. There's no fucking way.
Are you sure you're using the right word there?
Yeah, are you sure?
Procreate?
Who means
make babies. Oh, no. No. What's the other one? Copulate? Yeah, that one. You want to just
do that? That's better. For next time, the next guy, not me.
I'm out.
Who is this person? I want to meet this writer, the author of this piece, who's like, okay, some facts about me that you should know. First off is I have extremely rigid definitions of gender roles.
Yes.
And a man's needs and a woman's needs, and those are the only two genders.
The only two needs,
and they're very, very prescripted and done, and that's all settled. And one of the ways I like to spend my free time is writing WikiHows about being a siren.
Yeah.
And I am the only person. I'm the only person like me. I mean, you can get mad if you want, but I'm the only one of me.
I would also, and listen.
That's the fun of me.
Maybe I'm the one of me. I haven't sat down and really thought about it, but I don't think that those five siren archetypes capture every possible aspect of a siren. There was not a siren in there of just like, I don't know, I like to sit quietly and read books. Yeah. Right? Like, where is, give me the, my siren? Let's talk about my siren.
No.
My siren?
No. Trap. No.
Oh.
We have five siren types here. You can't. Have you done a listicle like before ever? You can't be like, my favorite supernatural character isn't even on this quiz. You can't just make your own shit up. There's five siren types.
You're right.
You're either a goddess, a competitor, a companion, a mother, or a sex kitten. Now,
can I be?
Is there a lot of overlap between like four of those? Yeah, perhaps. There is. But yeah. Feel it. Feel
can
it
I
out.
Be? I think I'm a competitor, companion, rising.
Don't.
No, you
that's
can't.
That's not, it's
don't
not
just
like
mix
that.
It up.
You have to be one, and then when you pick one, you get none of the other four.
Ah, oh, fuck. Okay. What are you, Justin?
What? I'm the sex kitten.
Yeah, obviously.
For sure.
What's the most neurodivergent of these five sirens, would you say? Competitive?
That's a fucking wild question to ask me.
Well, I just usually, whatever is the most, like, that one clearly has ADHD. That's the one I go with, so I'm going to go with competitor.
Travis, these are cartoon women on a website called WikiHow, an article on how to be the next siren. I can't begin
Hey, Griffin,
to...
if I don't project ADHD onto something in a list given me, I don't really have ADHD, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
it's defined.
That's
so
a very good
I'm
point.
Saying competitor is obviously the ADHD choice. I'm going with it.
I'm going to say goddess siren for myself. And I
that's
think
that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would say,
I appreciate
see
that.
And when I look at you, Griffin, that's what I see actually.
There's more shit in this article. That's like, oh, there's just one thing that is discover your signature scent. Perfume is a powerful tool that every siren should have in her arsenal. Your scent is uniquely you. When you are in the presence of a suitor, it provides you with a natural aura. When you leave a room, it lingers behind, leaving your suitor craving your presence. Find a subtle scent with sweet undertones. What if that's not the flavor profile
that's
that
not
works
my
for me?
Deal. Can I just say, listen, I have nothing against a signature scent. Creating an olfactory aura around yourself, perfectly fine. But I do, once again, not to nitpick, want to point out, sirens are primarily known for drawing people in with a completely different sensory experience. Never once in Greek mythology, they're like, they sang beautiful and they smelled so fucking good.
I mean, Travis, if you were on a boat of stinky people in the middle of the deepest, stinkiest parts of ocean water, and then you're just cruising around and then you smell, I bet from 2 nautical miles away, you could smell like a rhododendron.
No, I'm sitting there. I'm on my stinky boat.
Yeah.
And I look over on the rocks and I hear a beautiful noise. I look over on the rocks. There's some manatees singing beautifully. Yep. Those manatees are singing so good. I'm not worried about how they smell. I'm not worried. I'm a pirate man. I don't care about how they smell. I'm not going to judge them by their scent. That's a beautiful manatee singing a beautiful song. I'm crashing on those rocks, baby. You guys just kind of left that hanging too long, and I don't appreciate it.
No, it was perfect, bud.
No.
It's a perfect capper.
You left me out there.
I'm going to a Gary Numan concert. I'm going tonight, and when I go to a show like this, I dress with a spooky goth style. Goth style. Gary Numan is a person that wrote a song called Cars. Ask your grandfather. Normally, I wouldn't think twice about it. However, here's the complication. Months ago, I found out a manager at my office
Justin
is going to the show tonight.
It actually, Justin, that cadence makes it my brain can't hold the words as
that was
say
crazy.
Them like that.
When I'm working, wear the usual stuffy business casual clothes and tend not to wear eyeliner, the studded leather, or show my tattoos much. The manager would probably be surprised to see me in full gothish concert goer attire. And I think I'd be at a loss for words if we ran into each other. Brothers, how do I handle seeing this manager in the wild while I'm off the clock goth mode? How do I avoid him? Or see him, what do I say? That's from part-time goth.
That's a
hey,
tough
listen,
one.
Hey, listen, respect for trying the portmanteau on goth fist worker. It didn't work out for you this time, but next time I have full faith.
The tongue doesn't want to say fff at the same time.
That's not one of our sounds. It's fff.
Maybe you won't run into them.
Okay, that's not very fun.
I know that's not very fun.
I would be so excited at this point in my life if I were to just randomly find out that somebody I know pretty well is secretly goth.
Oh, yeah.
Think about how thrilling that would be. I mean, for the boss, it's going to be fun. If they're going to be at this Gary Numan concert, I bet they're going to be pretty down, right? It's not like a Carpenters tribute band is opening for them, right? Like, I think Gary Numan fan would probably be pretty excited about your stees.
I would argue, no matter what the concert, right? They're out at a concert. If this was like, we're going to a trade show convention thing and I've decided to dress goth like in my off hours, then it's like, I know nothing about the boss. But your boss is attending a concert that you are also going to. That alone, no matter who the artist is, like tells me like, there's not like, at most, they're going to be neutral surprised. They're going to be like, oh, right? No judgment to it. No Simply, judgment. They weren't expecting to see you looking like that. It might take them a second to adjust.
I'd be very excited to find out that somebody I know has a double life. But if you want to have some fun with it, you could just pretend it's not you.
Ooh. Yeah, that's. I don't think it would be too hard to get. I have people in my life that I see regularly that if they put on a like a short hair black spiky wig and just kind of slouched a little bit, like I wouldn't be able to tell who it was.
I don't have like the sensation when you see someone out of context and you only kind of know them with context clues and that like dead-eyed stare that you give them. That's a real scary moment, and I'm not sure the boss will want to engage with that if they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll just let it slide.
I also just Googled who this dude is.
Gary Numan?
Gary Newman? I'm not familiar with Mr. Newman.
Oh,
why did you think I was singing the song Cars?
I mean, I know that song. I don't know much about Gary Numan. But I have just Googled him, and it seems like if your boss doesn't dress in goth style at this concert, maybe your boss is going to be the odd one out and will be on the back foot, so to speak.
His style is sort of, or like his onstage style is sort of like a Mad Max Fury Road villain, right?
Yeah, or a little bit of like Dune villain. I would give it
Dune-ish. It's cool.
There's a Fremen kind of look there.
It looks fun. I wish I was
doing
this. This looks fun.
You could do goth juice.
It's not doing goth. It's just like being at a place where cool things are happening. I was watching this episode of Ted Lasso where two people go to a jazz club and I'm like, man, I don't even like jazz that much. I like it okay. I just want to be
in that.
Wouldn't that be nice? Just like an adult thing like that.
Don't you think just that people who there are goth people who see you Disney dadding it up and having a great time in your Disney dad lifestyle and they're like, I wish I could just like Disney dad. I'm just saying, man, the grass is always blacker on the other side. You know what I mean?
Trav, next time, just say sliding doors. And
sliding doors. Sliding doors. Listen, because I'm like a cool emo dude. Right?
Yeah, you're a cool emo dude.
I'm a cool emo dude.
Travis?
Yeah?
That's the worst thing you've ever said on a recorded video or audio medium. I can't believe you have just offered that to... When we say things on this show...
Yeah?
Don't laugh, Justin. I'm scared right now. When we say things on this show, people hear them. And in their brains, when they receive the information we provide, like, I'm a cool emo dude, their brains can take that information and run in any direction.
I was just going to talk about how jealous I am sometimes of Griffin's, like, nerdcore, like, lifestyle and, like, what Griffin
that is also That also sucks. But I didn't say it about myself, so I can't, I don't
How would
that.
You define, like, what you do, you know?
Yeah, Griffin, you're kind of... I feel like, here's what I will say, Griff, if we're all kind of putting the tiger on the table and yelling at it.
Okay.
Travis,
can I yell at Travis's tiger?
No, my tiger is cool and awesome.
No, here it is. I'm going to flip it on you because you busted ass too hard on Travis. Okay. And I have a steez too. This Disney dad look.
Disney dad look is for sure it. Yeah.
That's it, right? And Travis has his thing.
Yeah.
When will you pick a lane? You know what I mean? Like, when are you? I feel like you're still in the sort of like could go any different way stage. And it's like, when do you pick a lane and go for it?
That's cool though. When you don't have a lane, that's when you can. Do you think Mage has a lane?
Yeah.
Or do you think maybe
they do have lanes.
I guess that's a bad example.
That is a bad example.
They have actual lanes that they are in. And if they cross him, Griffin, horses die.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
Sorry, Trav, go ahead.
I was just saying, Justin and I, we've taken our talents that were given to us, and we've invested them, and they've grown. And Griffin, you've buried your talent in the ground.
Which is?
It's a confusing thing, because it's from the Bible, and talent is money or something, I guess.
Yeah.
And they could have picked a completely different word that's not confusing. But basically, you buried your money in the ground.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And then you bring it back, and you're like, see, it's safe. And it's like, yeah, but your money didn't grow. Yeah. Justin and I are over here, and yeah, Justin lost some money in crypto and NFTs, but he tried.
And you said out, and you had to say out loud that you were a cool emo dude.
I am a cool emo dude. Ask anyone.
That's fair. I think for me, if I did have to label myself,
please do.
It would definitely be Goddess Siren.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for reminding me. Yeah, of course. Aloof, untouchable, mysterious. There to satisfy a man's need for fantasy.
Yeah, man.
At this point,
it's just the classic podcast makeup of Dizzy Dad, cool emo dude, and Goddess Siren there to fulfill man's fantasy.
A man's desire for fantasy, man's Travis.
Desire for fantasy.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm not here
to fulfill some man's fantasies, Travis. I'm here to fulfill their desire for fantasy.
You understand there's a difference, right?
Yes,
obviously. Obviously.
Griffin, this is exactly the kind of bit that in a year, someone will come up to us and be like, oh, Griffin, you look like you're ready to satisfy a man's desire for fantasy. And we will absolutely have no fucking clue what they are on about. It'll be very disconcerting. Hey, enough of this. Enough of this.
Yep.
Let's go to the money zone.
Oh, Stitch Fix? Don't mind if I do. This shirt, Stitch Fix. These pants, Stitch Fix. 90% of my closet at this point, Stitch Fix. Because Stitch Fix, listen, whether you're a cool emo dude, a Disney dad, or a Goddess Siren, Stitch Fix has a look that's going to work for you, and they're going to help you find it based on what you actually like, because you're going to work with your own personal stylist. And with Stitch Fix, you're going to get access to real stylists who work with you to create a wardrobe that fits your frame and your style. And listen, you go through, and not only do you do the quiz at the beginning, right, that helps you find it. You work with them long enough. You work with this stylist long enough. They get to know you and get to know your style so much so that at this point, like, every piece that comes in a box I'm keeping, right? Like, there's every piece is a banger at this point.
Yeah. That's an amazing hit, right, Trav?
Yeah, and they have a wide range of sizes from extra small to 3XL. You'll find the perfect fit, and they're going to send you clothes that are handpicked for you. And not just like style, but also price range, all kinds of things that you're going to love. So Stitch Fix is offering our listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/brother. That's stitchfix.com/brother for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/brother.
If you find yourself with a few spare minutes on your hand, I understand the compulsion to pop up some sort of social media or something and start doom scrolling and all that. But what if you were to make good use of that 10 minutes? What if you were to try a service called Babbel, which will help you to learn another language with just around 10 minutes to complete a lesson? And you can start having real life conversations in as little as 3 weeks. These conversations are built around actual life, like actual conversations that people might have, which is a great way to learn fluency in something because you're actually learning how to use the language rather than just memorizing vocabulary. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts. They got games, videos, stories, even live classes if you want to go that route. And right now, you can get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to Babbel.com. babbel.com/mybrother. That's babbel.com/mybrother for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
I'm glad you said that because nobody says that.
Can I just say thank you to you for such a thoughtful interview?
Oh my God, yeah, I think you nailed it.
Bullseye, interviews with creators you love and creators you need to know. Listen to the Bullseye podcast only from NPR and Maximum Fun.
Hey, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin.
Listen, you like podcasts, right? Sure you do. Don't try and lie to me. You're listening to one right now, so why not try a different one called R1, The Flophouse?
Uh-huh, and on The Flophouse, we watch a movie and talk about it. And then sometimes we also do other stuff.
It's all meant to be funny and fun, and we think you'll have a good time. And just to be clear, the name of the podcast is not R1, The Flophouse. It's just called The Flophouse. I do a lot of correcting, Dan.
The Flophouse. A lot of correcting, Dan.
Real quick, I want to tell you guys, I figured out the future of TikTok, the next TikTok trend.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I've been analyzing it a lot, and I think it's going to be really cool, like hero edits of like secondary and tertiary Big Bang Theory characters. You know, those edits where sometimes it's like NCIS and like Criminal Minds of like a guy like busting in and is playing this cool music underneath, and it's like, I've got this lightning inside me, son of a gun. But it's like Raj just like sitting on a couch talking, but it's like really cool edits that make it seem like Raj is like about to really kick some fucking ass. You know what I mean? That's the next wave, I think, of like TikTok trends. Now, why am I saying this?
That's definitely
the question on my mind.
Well, it's because I can't wait for this trend to begin. So I'm trying to kickstart this trend a little bit and get it moving because I want to see it. So I'm manifesting a little bit. I guess I would say I'm manifesting the next trend on TikTok. And I need other people to do it because I don't have the editing skills to do this. And I tried to post some really good.
You know, this is not Fiverr, right? This is a podcast that we do for entertainment.
You're right.
This is not TaskRabbit where you're finding people to do your.
It's Angie's your List. I haven't used Angie's List, but I think I can use Angie's List.
This is basically what it is.
We have a TikTok, we have a Macro Family TikTok account. How do you think people would feel if we just shifted our TikTok content from like video clips from the show and stuff to hero edits of secondary and tertiary Big Bang Theory characters? Do you think people would like that more or less? How do you think people would react to this?
I mean, gosh, Trav.
We should try it at least once, right?
Well, I would normally say yes, but you tried this bit once, and this is where we've gotten.
It's not a bit anymore. It started as a bit, and now I'm just thinking this is the future of our TikTok channel.
Just making hero edits of Big Bang Theory?
I guess
secondary
and
tertiary characters.
I guess we can try one.
Okay.
I guess we can try one.
I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I just wanted to talk real quickly. I have one brief note. This is a Munch Squad mini. Brock Purdy makes the right pick. Buffalo Wild Wings burgers are unexpectedly great.
What?
That's Griffin, do you know who Brock Purdy is?
Sure.
I don't. Can you tell me who he is?
He's the purdiest Brock in town, man.
So you didn't know.
He's a football player.
He's a football player. That's right. And apparently, I guess he didn't do very well in his rookie year, or teams didn't want to get him, and then he did good.
That's too bad.
Well, no, but here's the story. Quarterback urges fans to not sleep on B-Dub's burgers like teams slept on him.
Whoa.
During this year's draft, quarterback Brock Purdy showcased just how tasty Buffalo Wild Wings burgers are by surprising fans in Kansas City with some mouthwatering, juicy burgers with unique flavor combinations.
How did he surprise them?
He popped out of the window in a Dracula cape. At Buffalo Wild Wings, the wings are amazing, but you got to try the burgers too, said Brock Purdy.
I don't have to do that.
During my rookie year, I had confidence in myself, but felt like I was slept on, and that's the same thing with Buffalo Wild Wings burgers. They're unexpectedly great, but you don't know how great They are until you try them.
What I'm saying is these burgers really emotionally resonate with me because we've both been slept on. You wouldn't. Hey, I'm not saying you should eat me, and I'm not saying that you should hire these burgers. But reverse that. Put me on the team and eat these burgers. We'll both be happy. Please, please.
Burger flavors are hand smashed, so they have the perfect sear for a satisfying bite. This is grossing me out. Let's talk about this other great.
Wait, I do want to point out some much needed context. He was Mr. Irrelevant, the last player chosen in the 2022 NFL draft. Uh-huh. Hence the being slept upon.
Yeah,
by others.
Then he did good in football.
Then he did pretty good in football. And according to this Wikipedia article I'm reading right now, has a younger brother whose name is Chubba Purdy.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
he doesn't. He's got one named Chubba Purdy, who is also a football player. Chubba Purdy.
God,
Chubba mighty. Purdy.
Hey, so these are my sons, Chubba and Brock. Do you think they'll play football? I do.
There's a third child also that I can't find the name of.
Pink Skin Purdy, that they call him.
Chubba and Brock.
This is my son, Touchdown Tom. Touchdown Tom Brady Purdy. That's what I call him. This is my son. This is the other thing I want to tell you guys about is Burger King is going to give fans a heroic take on the iconic. Burger King is making a Spider Whopper, guys. Hey, guys, Burger King's making a Spider Whopper. Do you want to see it?
No, yeah.
It's not like a spider.
Travis, think about your fear.
It's okay.
That was my initial reaction, and then I had to think, it can't be that.
It can't be that scary.
It can't be that. It can't be a Whopper with scary spiders all over it. Dang. Dang, no way.
Where are you dropping this?
It's going to be in the call here.
Huh.
One fucking look at this thing, and I can already tell you, it's
like,
going to
up,
do
red shits?
It's going to do things to the color of my stool that I am not going to enjoy at all.
Now, I just kind of held my hands up in a way that I kind of censored this image from myself where I removed everything but the burger, right? And then I thought, if you just show me that burger and you said, what does this tie in with? I'd have no fucking clue.
Even if you saw Spider-Man swinging behind it?
No, that's what I'm saying. If I removed any context and you just showed me, I would say it more closely resembles
Miraculous Ladybug?
A strawberry?
Yeah, that too.
I will tell you, if you eat this very, very red Whopper,
so red,
that Spider-Man made, you probably should get that information tattooed on your inner arm.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you are going to have a bowel movement the next day that is going to send you into a fuck. You're going to be like on the phone, like, send an ambulance, please.
You got to go full memento. Justin's absolutely correct.
Like, what's up, Brad?
Polaroids up of you eating it.
Yes.
Like, don't forget, do not trust this burger.
We have to educate this great nation's 911 phone operators of this promotion.
Did you eat just the red burger?
Was it the Spider Whopper? Yeah, but why does that? It's okay. It's the Spider Whopper.
It's because a human being wasn't meant to consume that much red dye in one sitting.
Anyone can wear the mask and crown.
What?
Will it be you? Burger King, in co-promotion with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, is entering the Spider-Verse with a limited time take on the brand's iconic Whopper sandwich. Can I just say, I like thematically how the movie, this last one and presumably this one, is kind of about how, like, anybody could be Spider-Man. That's not really. You do kind of need some spider powers, right? Like, we agree on that, right?
Spider-Man could be anyone. And anyone could not be Spider-Man.
I couldn't be the Burger King.
Right.
To be fair, I mean, I'm not where I'm at right now. I'm busy. They're entering the Spider-Verse with a limited time take on the brand's iconic Whopper sandwich. The newest Whopper innovation was developed in celebration of the upcoming theatrical release.
This is my son, Innervation Purdy. Sorry, go on.
Sony Pictures Animation, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the next chapter in the hit film franchise that will swing to theaters worldwide on June 2nd. The Spider-Verse Whopper features a red bun topped with black sesame seeds. Drawing inspiration from the amazing web-slinger himself, along with melted Swiss cheese and the traditional Whopper toppings. Burger King guests can have the Spider-Verse Whopper their way, with personal customizations.
Could I get it not red?
You make the bun normal.
Including the addition of crispy bacon, potentially making for as many combination possibilities as there are Spider-Verses.
I get it. The longer I look at this picture, the more it looks like Spider-Man's coming to stomp on that burger.
He does look like, get that out of here.
No!
That'll scare them later.
Like the infinite number of universes that, this is a quote, after the last paragraph, like the infinite number of universes that can be explored in the next installment of the award-winning Spider-Man franchise, Burger King fans can discover new and exciting ways to customize their Spider-Verse menu items. That is so, that's like, so you're saying that just like there's a multiverse, you can have a burger however you want it here.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Just like a multiverse. Well, there's another dimension where you got mayonnaise and the whole thing went to shit.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world in addition. There's a Spider-Verse sundae too, by the way. It's ice cream with red and black.
Oh my jizz God.
On it. I don't know. Some kind of red and black candy or something. In addition to bringing the Spider-Verse Whopper and Spider-Verse Sunday to participating locations, the Spider-Verse will also take over select Burger King restaurants across the globe with interactive designs that place guests and fans inside the action-packed Spider-Verse, including an in-room dining room and drive-through takeover, and Instagrammable areas where guests can immerse themselves in the Spider-Verse.
I'm just trying to get a burger.
I just would love a burger, a normal innocent burger.
I mean, just burgers.
They're just innocent burgers, just normal burgers. Listen, I know that I'm not making a great choice for myself to eat this burger for lunch because I'm out and about. If you could please not highlight for me that I could also possibly be a superhero if I made better life choices, that would be amazing for me. Yeah. I know that I could be Spider-Man if maybe I just focused on self-care a little bit more, but I just need a red burger now and a red shit tomorrow, and I know this terrible choice that I've made. Please don't make me post this on Instagram.
These things are going to be in Queens.
Cool.
In France, the United Arab Emirates, Brazil, and others. There's no way the French are going to appreciate this the way that I would. No way.
It's unfair. Yeah.
No way. This is the quote from the Spider-Man side of things. This is from Spider-Man.
We don't know, man.
Burger King is an iconic and global brand, making them the perfect partner for my Spider-Verse film. Their passion for great creative
has led them to come up
with fun and imaginative activations that will allow fans to be able to swing into select Burger King restaurants and immerse themselves in the Spider-Verse, said Spider-Man.
That does not sound like the webhead I know.
Well, that's him.
Did they really attribute that quote to Spider-Man, Justin?
No, I did, because it was so boring to say this person's whole title.
Oh my God.
Although his name is Jeffrey Godsick. And
fuck. You almost skipped that.
Is the EVP of Global Partnerships and Brand Management, the head of location-based entertainment for Sony Pictures Entertainment. Boy, I wish I could be there when someone asks that guy's kids what their daddy does at work, because that's a hell of a job. My daddy does brand-based activations in location-specific.
Wouldn't you just say my daddy made Spider-Man into a hamburger?
Daddy forces Burger Kings to put Spider-Man in them. That's my dad's job, is my dad drives Spider-Man to Burger King every day. Thank you so much for joining us and for being here with us in this amazing time for us to all be alive during the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Spider-Burger launch. I will eat one of these, guaranteed.
No really?
Problem. Yeah, I probably really? Will.
Juice.
I probably will. If I know me, I probably will. I'd like to say I wouldn't, but I've been around me a little bit. I'm probably going to be getting one of these for sure. Yeah, probably will.
Yeah.
Definitely will. Just decided. Going to eat one as soon as I can.
Oh, man. It sucked watching you walk through that maze.
Hey, we're all going to be together. We're all going to be together this weekend. I think we should all enjoy some Spider Burgers.
Yeah, man. I'll smash some BK. Probably go with a normal color bun.
That will
bun.
Actually be good. Here's what we'll do. We'll all eat Spider Burgers, and then all weekend, we will only go to the bathroom together.
Yeah.
And that way, if one of us poops and they're like, holy fuck, the other two can be like, shh, shh, shh.
We're here
Spider
for you.
Whopper.
Spider
you
Whopper.
Have, you don't have colorectal cancer. You have a Spider Whopper digesting.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's such a good song, and I'm so glad we are able to use it.
Montaigne has a great TikTok presence.
Whenever
I see a Montaigne TikTok pop up, they are always delightful, and they're just a really fun personality, and I like
good Montaigne. Vibes.
Good vibes, good vibes all there, around.
Yeah.
We want to say thank you to the tens of thousands of people who probably came out this past weekend for the Columbus shows and Milwaukee shows. We haven't done them yet because it's Thursday, but I assume...
Oh, I'm sorry you all like couldn't Beatles. Get in. I'm sorry it was standing room only.
Yeah, the doors were bursting open like a cartoon. Thank you for that.
Thanks to Kevin Costner for coming by.
Yeah, wow.
Huge. Yeah.
It was incredible. Incredible.
He explained Yellowstone to us, which was finally. Awesome.
Yeah.
Finally, right?
We're not going to tell you. That's between us and Costco. So upcoming dates, we got on sale for Raleigh, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, and the San Diego, California shows. So make sure you get those tickets at bit.ly/McElroyTours. Griffin and I are going to be at AwesomeCon in Washington, D.C., June 16th through the 18th. You can get passes at bit.ly/AwesomeConMcElroys. It's going to be really fun, and we'll see you there.
We have new merch. I would love to tell you about at McElroyMerch.com. There's a Nalgene water bottle, a Taz theme one, and a Bim Bam one designed by Justin Gray. There's a Never Know When to Stop Dreaming shirt by Sabrina Volante, inspired by Taz Steeplechase. And there's other stuff on there too. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, which works across Congress, courts, and communities to end gun violence. McElroyMerch.com. Go check it out. Let's stop.
Okay, well, before we do, some words of wisdom from Jack Johnson.
Hit it.
Plexi, plexi, bend, don't shatter. Once you're broken, shape won't matter. Jack Johnson.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. I honestly, Griffin, can I tell you? No shit. I've read this quote over my head like 10 different times. I cannot decide if once you're broken, shape won't matter. It's him saying, like, don't worry about it, or like, who the fuck cares?
Worry a lot about it.
Yeah. Plexi, plexi, bend, don't shatter. Once you're broken, shape won't matter. Jack Johnson.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.